Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. It is the third time in the whole Bible when God breathes on people. It signified something very important, because first time God breathes on Adam when he created first man, and Adam receives life. It's the beginning of creation. Then the second time in the book of Ezekiel, God showed a vision to prophet Ezekiel that he will breathe on the dry bones of Israel and bring them back to life. And this prophecy is fulfilled today in the Gospel, when Jesus breathed on the apostles. He gives them his own life and made them anew. He restores the creation. He gives also to us the Holy Spirit. And you can see what he says there is very important, because he don't only say receive the Holy Spirit, but also command them to forgive us our sins, that we can be forgiven before him. So the Holy Spirit is given to them, given to us, to help us live a real life, to put aside defense wall we have before God and ourselves. If you need to go to confession, go to confession. Don't pretend that everything is okay. If you don't know how to handle some things, acknowledge that. Ask for help. Ask other people, God. Don't pretend everything is okay. Apostles received the Holy Spirit after those shocking events when Jesus is killed and when they betray him. And now they know that they cannot do too much on their own, that they are so weak and miserable without God. Now they are ready to receive the Holy Spirit. And we are called to this similar openness, to acknowledge that I cannot do too much on my own. I need Holy Spirit. I need to keep begging him to come and show me how much I need him, to make me open so he can come and transform everything. First reading, we see the disciples receive the Holy Spirit. They speak in tongues. We call this gift glossolalia, that everyone around can understand them speaking in their own languages. The Holy Spirit restores communication between people, as ages earlier, as written in the book of Genesis, people built this huge tower trying to reach God and show that they are smarter. And God put different languages, and since then we struggle with communication. So we see how the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us communication again, understanding. He is the one who helps us to see each other, understand, see others' needs, see God and ourselves in the true light. To receive this gift also, we need to acknowledge first that we are disconnected. First with God. How many of us here feels like, I don't understand God. I don't hear Him. I don't know how to follow Him. I cannot even stay a few minutes in prayer because it's so challenging. He is not really close to me. I feel so disconnected. We need to see it, to ask Holy Spirit to reconnect us with God. And then how often we feel disconnected with people whom we love or important to us. But we don't understand them. We don't know how to handle them. We don't know how to talk, how to listen, how to see each other's needs. We live in such huge isolation. We need to be real and to acknowledge that before God. That I don't know, God, how to do it, how to live with people I love. They are so important to me, and I'm so isolated, so distant from Him, from them. And the last disconnection is with ourselves. We don't listen to our bodies. We don't listen to our needs. We live too fast, we don't eat well, we don't have time for leisure, for prayer. Kind of live disconnected with everything. And the world tells us, stay connected, stay in touch. You know, you have multimedia, just be connected. But this virtual connection doesn't fulfill our needs. So we again acknowledge that, yes, I am disconnected. I don't understand even myself. I live so much lost life. As Holy Spirit connected disciples with those thousands of people and let them hear word of God. He's waiting to connect ourselves too, with God, with people whom we love, and with ourselves. And this is a new life. It is something that can be beyond your imagination, that you can be connected with others, be understood, feel close to God. It is possible. So let us, with hope and trust, continue back, God. God, I need you. I don't know how to handle my life. I know how to make world around me working. I don't know how to love, how to forgive. I don't know really live, don't know how to live my life. I'm lost. This is the starting point. Yes. But Holy Spirit, come, be my guide. Be the light for my cold heart. Be the vision for my narrow paths. Be my advocate before myself. Help me to see that I am your beloved child, that I have purpose, that I am somebody important. Today is a day of celebration. Celebrate Jesus' completion of His redeeming work for us. I also celebrate that the Spirit is given to us. We just need to continue being more open and keep asking Him and keep trusting that what happened to the disciples, who happened to us, that He will make us anew, that He will change us. It may not happen in one day, but I'm sure you can see how through years God is renewing you. God is changing something in you. The work of redemption is still in progress. So besides asking and begging and being open, let us also praise Him. For He's already doing amazing things in your lives. You just need to see it more. You need to acknowledge it and give Him praise. Because He is doing great things, not only in my, but also in your lives.